Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello and welcome to another TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Will Gavin. We'll start today's show by looking back at Arsenal's dramatic late victory at Villa Park. Here's how the game unfolded live on TalkSport.
Towards Coutinho, right-footed shot from the edge of the box and he scored. Brilliant goal. Lays it back for Zinchenko. Wise up a strike. What a goal from Oleg Zinchenko. No celebration. Get back to the halfway line. Get the job done. Martinelli down the left side. Jinks it on his right foot. Pulls it back for Jorginho. His right-footed shot. It hits the top of the crossbar. Hits the defender and goes in. It came off the back of Martinez. It's an own goal. But it's a major goal for Arsenal, who celebrate wildly. And when they absolutely had to score, they have somehow, by hook, by crook, by own goal if necessary. Jorginho's hits the crossbar, comes back out, off Martinez, and in, and Arsenal are going to win away. The corner on the far side, whipped towards the edge of the six-yard box, away by Saliba. Vieira is running clear, there's an open goal to aim at. Martinelli is running through, he steers in through the centre. Martinelli's running through, he's going to finish it for the fourth. Martinelli scores, 4-2, 3 points, game over, bench wild. Arsenal are in the title hunt. Make no mistake about it, they've raced away to score a clinching goal, and any tension that was left over after they scored their third is no longer present. It's Aston Villa 2, Arsenal 4, and Martinelli gets a crucial goal. A vital victory at a vital time. Arsenal had slipped, they had wandered into trip hazards and pitfalls, but they are standing tall again. Albeit not without a few mishaps. They are back on top of the Premier League for now and are ready to slug it out with Manchester City between now and the end of the season.
Well, following the game, TalkSport spoke to the triumphant Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta and the defeated Villans manager Unai Emery.
Oh, Mikel, you took us on a roller coaster ride today, but when your team absolutely had to win, they did win. Just explain some of the emotions you were going through at the end.
Well, extremely happy because this game had a very complicated context. The first one psychologically because of the defeat we had against City, especially with the performance that we had. And then less than 72 hours, you have to come here in the morning, and after 5 minutes, you can see that goal. And then you have to react from there. And we did exceptionally well, especially in the second half, to have that emotional control, maintain the belief, don't throw your toys away and start feeling sorry for yourself. And then we really raised the quality, the individual and collective quality, understanding of what we had to do in the game to win it.
Bukayo Saka got a lot of attention today. Is that something that he's going to have to get used to because of his incredible talent?
If you want to be a top player, yes. And you're going to have that every 3 days, I'm sure. But then it's the job of the referees and our job to put him in situation that he can take advantage from. And that's the lesson.
You missed some big chances in that game as well. You talked yesterday in your press conference about ruthlessness and efficiency in both boxes. There was a time when it was quite inefficient inside the box. What was that making you feel?
that we need too much at the moment to win a game, you know, because the amount of situations we produce in the final third and chances, you have to win with less. And in this league, you have to be able to win with less to be consistently the winning team at the end of 95 minutes. So that's another lesson for today. But to be fair, I didn't expect Jorginho to put it in the top corner because it's not one of his biggest qualities. But he brought a new one to the squad that is very welcome.
Does this show, though, just how much your players want to win the title? We saw the reaction of Zinchenko when he got his equaliser.
When I see the reaction of Zinchenko, when I see the reaction of Granit scoring and just going through the pitch, and there is at halftime, I have to tell them, listen, what I said a few days ago is not because I think something different. You have to do it, and if the moment is now. After 45 minutes is gone, and they really reacted and do what they have to do.
Unai, a disappointing result in the end. Do you feel that you were unlucky to lose the game?
Very disappointed. Good afternoon. I think it's not unlucky. I think we deserve to lose. I think, and it's a reality, and it's of course the analysis we are doing, and I am going to do about this match today. Okay, we have to control better than we are doing, and we have to keep our game plan like we were working in the training session every day.
One more question from me, and it's about your goalkeeper Emi Martinez. Unfortunate to concede the own goal off the back of his head, but what did you make of his role in Arsenal's fourth goal? Did you instruct him to go up to attack the corner?
Our game plan is of course collectively and on the pitch they have to take their decision, and he decided the last action to go to the corner offensively, but really I don't like it. I didn't tell him nothing, and before only after, because in all my career I never told our goalkeepers to do it, and the statistic or the data is going against the teams they are going with the goalkeeper more than score early goals.
So you've told him not to do it again?
I want he can learn for the next matches.
Well, over on TalkSport 2, we brought you live and exclusive commentary of Everton's crucial victory over fellow strugglers Leeds. Here's how that game sounded over on TalkSport 2.
Place 17th in the Premier League, either side of the dotted line. This is not a Premier League game for those of a nervous disposition. Into the box, right-hand side, pulls it back past McNeil and fired over the bar by Onana. Left-footed in-swinger from McNeil, high to the far post, headed back across goal, flicked towards goal and off under the crossbar, comes out to McNeil, heads it back in, off the line again from Mopai. It was McKenny back on the goal line. Seven or eight players now getting involved right in front of the Leeds fans in the Bullens Road end, and it's all getting ugly over there. And now McNeil is being held by a steward. I think he feels he's been struck.
Oh! From Seamus Coleman! Captain fantastic! Leading by example! How on earth did he get that in from that angle?
Lift off at Goodison Park. Everton 1, Leeds United 0.
TalkSport 2 also brought you championship action from the Den as Millwall stunned promotion-chasing Sheffield United in a five-goal thriller. Here's how it played out over on TalkSport 2.
On to Bradshaw again, who fires it in! Oh, what a brilliant goal by Tom Bradshaw! And a lightning start from Millwall results in the opening goal. And are Sheffield United rocking in their quest for the Premier League? It is Millwall 1, Sheffield United 0.
Yeah, brilliant goal. Brilliant goal from Bradshaw.
Millwall leading here by a goal to nil, but Sheffield United with a presentable opportunity here to get level. And it's curled in by Doyle, and he's done it!
It's a brilliant free kick by Tommy Doyle, and Sheffield United, who have been second best for so long in this game, have come back to level just before half-time. It is Millwall 1, Sheffield United 1.
Fleming strides away from Basham, plays it wide to Volkshammer. Down the left, first time cross into the penalty area. Bradshaw with the header!
Excellent header from Tom Bradshaw, and Millwall retake the lead.
Bogle, who will drive into the penalty area, and he continues to the byline, pulls it back for McAtee. McAtee drives it high into the roof of the net, and Sheffield United are level once again.
John McAtee with an excellent finish inside the penalty area.
Forward into the penalty area now
for Volkshammer, driven low and turned in by Bradshaw. It's a hat-trick for Tom Bradshaw, a Millwall lead for the third time, and surely this time it will be enough to beat Sheffield United. It's been an extraordinary game at the top of the Championship, and the team chasing automatic promotion look to have been beaten for the second time in a week.
To the weekend breakfast now, Tony Cascarino gave his thoughts on Lee Mason's departure from the PGMOL. It was revealed that Mason left the organisation by mutual consent on Friday, following his error during the Arsenal-Brentford game. Mason, as the video assistant referee, did not draw the guidelines to check offside on Ivan Toney's equaliser, but Cascarino believes the veteran official has been harshly treated.
You've got to back people, and yes, he's made a mistake, he's made a blunder. Okay, there is other people who are involved in that blunder as well. And I think if you're just going to go literally hardcore on the decision to, well, if they make a mistake like that, then that doesn't really encourage people to be on the boards or
obviously,
be referees.
Why would you want to be a referee if you can
make... You're going to make mistakes. Now, obviously, there is really bad ones, which that was, but I feel part of me feels like, well, okay, Lee Mason was punished, and then hopefully you won't make that mistake again.
Now let's get some reaction. It's the game day phone-in with Jamie O'Hara and Gabby Agbonlahor.
But there is the full-time whistle. More boos from the home supporters. What does the future hold for Graham Potter? Chelsea 0, Southampton 1.
When you came in, Graham, the owners made it quite clear it was a long-term project. There was no real pressure in terms of top four this season. Have you had reassurances from them that that's still the case?
Yes, but at the same time, we're not happy with the results that we've got. You know, that's clear. You have to see it for what it is in terms of today. We've had to make some changes because of the Champions League, and we've had to make some changes because of the situation we're in, boys coming back from injury, etc. So, you know, when you make those changes, it can be difficult against a team that's well prepared. So that's not to say that we're happy with a defeat, because we're not at all, but we have to keep working.
Is he winding me up talking about
I felt
it is what it
them.
Is, yeah. We've had to make a few changes. Is it Chelsea Football Club? Have you seen their lineup today? It's an unreal team.
It should be sacked for that post-match interview. We've had to make some changes because of the Champions League, so I had to bring different players in against a settled side, an organised side. What are you talking about?
You ain't got a manager.
You ain't got a manager. You're playing against like a team that are in disarray, that can't get back-to-back wins together, and you're complaining that you've had to bring Mudryk off the bench on. You had to start Felix. Yeah. Are you joking me?
Their team, Azpilicueta, Koulibaly, Chilwell, Kovacic, Enzo Fernandez, João Felix, Mason Mount, Fofana. I mean, is he joking?
Poor Graham.
Is he joking? Yeah, poor Graham.
Poor you, Graham. Wow.
Unbelievable. Chelsea fans. Wow. I mean, I can't believe. You know what? If this was Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, yeah, at Manchester United, there would be riots.
I'll tell you what. He's like our third kit, isn't he? He's so beige. He's so uninspirational. Yeah. I can't step. He's unbelievable. He's got to go. Seriously, how can them players respond to that beige man? He does my head in. Sorry, lads. This is unbelievable. Jamie, we're worse than Tottenham, mate. And that's saying something.
Good evening. The answer is sack Graham Potter and bring John Terry back down that change room to give him, read him the Riot Act. And say, this doesn't happen on my shift. That's what he used to say when we played Tottenham. We just haven't got a clue at the moment what we're doing.
A brilliant Saturday afternoon of football. Let's get all of the reaction from the Mark Goldbridge Show.
But I tell you what, Chelsea are in absolute disarray. The owners have said privately that they'll stand by Graham Potter. That patience is going to be tested to the limit. They're languishing Chelsea way down in 10th place in the table, 10 points behind Newcastle, who still have to play today. These are worrying times indeed for Graham Potter.
I don't think Potter should be going now. I touched on it a couple of minutes ago. I just don't... I get it. I really do get it. But at United, we had this with Solskjaer, we had this with Mourinho, and I was very late to jump on that. And I think there's a time to say a manager needs to go. But I cannot understand the weight of feeling in certain Chelsea fans who want to sack their manager when you've just spent £300 million in January. It is ultra destructive, and you are walking down a path that I don't think you want to walk down as a football club, as an owner as well, where you spend a large money on Tuchel, sack him. You spend a lot of money on Potter, you sack him. I think sometimes you've got to dig in. You've got to dig in and work through it. I saw the second half with Chelsea today. They should have scored three goals. I don't know why people are trying to walk it into the net. I think that it's a difficult time for Chelsea, but why would you sack the manager now? Surely you've got to at least hang on in there and see if there's a way to turn this around, especially in light of the investment and especially in light of where your season is. What harm is it to see it through to the end of the season? Because surely the benefits of it actually working out are far better than having to spend another £300 million on a new manager that comes in and says, I don't rate Mudryk, I don't rate Madueke, I don't rate Enzo Fernandez. So, I don't know.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Don't forget, next Sunday, TalkSport brings you exclusive radio commentary of Jake Paul versus Tommy Fury, live from Saudi Arabia. Our expert team will be made up of Adam Cattrall and Gareth A. Davis, with the former super bantamweight champion Spencer Oliver and commentator Dom McGuinness. Coverage of the night will start from 7 p.m. over on TalkSport 2, before switching to TalkSport at 9 for the main event. It's Jake Paul versus Tommy Fury, next Sunday, the 26th of February. It's live, exclusive, and free to listen. Only on TalkSport.
Genuinely, there's nothing that Jake Paul does inside that ring that has got me worried.
I think it's hilarious that a kid who's been doing it his whole life, comes from a legendary bloodline, is the underdog.
Right hand, right uppercut, put him away, and he ain't getting up from that.
Oh! And Jake Paul!
He's bringing energy, he's bringing new faces and new audiences to the game, and that transfers over to the legitimate fighters of today. So good luck to him.
Jake and Tommy are both mainstream personalities.
For your winner and still undefeated, Tommy TNT Fury.
Knocked out by a Disney star. Plain and simple, that's it. End of story. You'll see, bro.
When I hit you in the chin, you're gonna stay hit.
Well, that's it for another TalkSport Daily today. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts. There'll be another one of these TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you can to get a hold of that.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.